Chapter 3. Signal Support to Operations to Shape and Prevent. This chapter provides an overview of signal support to Army operations to shape and prevent. Section 1 discusses signal support in Army operations to shape. Section 2 discusses signal support in Army operations to prevent. Section 1. Operations to Shape. Operations to Shape consist of various long-term military engagements, security cooperation, and deterrence missions, tasks, and actions intended to assure friends, build partner capacity and capability, and promote regional stability. FM3O. Overview of Army Operations to Shape. Operations to Shape support the Geographic Combatant Commander's Theater Campaign Plan, or the Theater Security Cooperation Plan. Operations to Shape serve four primary purposes: promoting and protecting U.S. national interests and influence, building partner capacity and partnerships, recognizing and countering adversary attempts to gain positions of relative advantage, setting conditions to win future conflicts. Shaping activities include unit home station activities, such as maintaining operational readiness, training, contingency planning, combined exercises and training, military exchange programs, security cooperation, and military-to-military engagements. Army forces conduct shaping activities as part of a joint team and a larger whole-of-government effort to assure friends, build partners, and to prevent, deter, or turn back adversary escalation. Shaping activities help assure operational access for crisis response and contingency operations. Army signal forces support the Geographic Combatant Commander's shaping operations to promote favorable access. Signal activities that support shaping operations include key leader engagements, bilateral and multinational exercises to improve multinational communications interoperability, negotiations to develop bilateral and multinational information sharing agreements, the use of grants and contracts to improve interoperability and the communications capabilities of partner nations, designing interoperability into acquisition programs, agreements for shared use of the electromagnetic spectrum, mapping of adversary capabilities in the electromagnetic spectrum. Signal support to security force assistance and long-term consolidation of gains. Colombia. U.S. communications capabilities supported the government of Colombia as it confronted the destabilizing challenges of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Through various long-term programs, the United States aided Colombian forces in their struggle against a protracted, bloody insurgency that at times controlled significant areas of the country. One of the programs was the development of bilateral information sharing agreements and the provisioning of a coalition network. The coalition network was a secure, secret-releasable communications network that linked more than 25 key Colombian command and control nodes, support elements from the United States Southern Command, and other U.S. government agencies. The coalition network enabled the Army to provide technical, planning, and operational assistance to Colombian National Police and military forces, and fully integrate the military approach into interagency efforts. Improved secure information sharing during police and military operations strengthened capabilities. The ability to share information reduced operational friction between friendly forces, increased the effectiveness of Colombian security forces, and bolstered their capacity. These capacity-building activities weakened transnational drug cartels and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, while fostering a culture of cooperation and information sharing in rising generations of Colombian military and government personnel. Ultimately, that made them more effective in current and future operations. Signal Operations Assessments. Signal operations assessments are integral to planning and executing communications support. Operations assessments identify and analyze changes in the operational environment and determine the success of signal elements supporting the campaign or operation. Signal operations assessments help the Theater Army G6 develop, adapt, and refine the theater communications support plan. Collecting information to develop an understanding of the operational variables provides the basis for signal operations assessments. A complete understanding of the operational environment the theater campaign plan, and the commander's priorities is critical to developing an accurate assessment. Risks to signal support. Enemies and adversaries will attempt to further their interests and achieve their goals without fighting. Threat actors will focus on disrupting and degrading networks and intercepting or manipulating information to undermine unified action partner relationships, raise political stakes, shape public opinion, and challenge U.S. resolve. The goal of threat activities during shaping operations is limiting allied action and freedom of maneuver. Cyberspace attacks may allow an enemy or adversary to extract sensitive information, contingency plans, or other data to degrade relationships or mitigate planned friendly operations. Adversaries may conduct reconnaissance in cyberspace to identify vulnerabilities in friendly networks, so they can plan cyberspace attacks to disrupt friendly forces' ability to respond during crisis. Signal forces maintain cybersecurity compliance to prevent intrusions into the DoDNA. Signal support. Shaping activities take place continuously within a theater. The Geographic Combatant Commander uses shaping activities to improve partner nations' internal security, enhance international legitimacy, gain multinational cooperation, and influence adversary decision-making. Shaping activities tie directly to authorities provided in the United States Code and approved programs. The Geographic Combatant Commander integrates and synchronizes shaping activities with the Department of State, other government agencies, country teams, and ambassadors' plans and objectives. Mission partners develop and synchronize shaping activities in the country plan, the Geographic Combatant Commander's theater strategy, and the theater campaign plan. Signal forces supporting shaping operations provide communications capabilities to the Geographic Combatant Commander and Army forces in theater. Signal support to shaping operations may also include signal-focused security cooperation activities with partner agencies and countries. Military engagement. Military engagement is the routine contact and interaction between individuals or elements of the United States Armed Forces and those of another nation's armed forces or civilian authorities to build trust and confidence, share information, coordinate mutual activities, and maintain influence. JP3O. Geographic combatant commanders seek out partners and communicate with adversaries to discover areas of common interest and tension. Such military engagements can reduce tensions and may prevent conflict or build coalitions. The Theater Army G6 provides communications capabilities to support military engagements by allocating mobile communications capabilities or providing information technology support to key leader engagements. The G6 may also conduct key leader engagements with partner nations to establish relationships and develop plans for further assistance or cooperation. Security cooperation. Commanders and staffs conduct security cooperation to develop allied and friendly military capabilities for self-defense and multinational operations. Security cooperation activities improve information exchange and intelligence sharing, provide U.S. forces with peacetime and contingency access, and mitigate conditions that could lead to crisis. Commanders execute various security cooperation activities, such as the transfer of defense articles and services to eligible foreign governments, training and education of foreign military personnel, the sale of construction services to develop a host nation's internal defense, and developing programs to build partner capabilities and capacity for self-sufficiency. Security cooperation activities include security assistance, security force assistance, foreign internal defense, security reform. Although each security cooperation activity is unique, signal support for each activity is similar. The signal support plan depends on the desired outcome of the theater campaign plan. Signal subject matter expert exchanges, training, and education are investments in the future of the host nation's military institutions. These security cooperation activities foster future cooperation and build partner nation capacity. Sharing information on tactics, techniques and procedures, interoperability, and doctrine provides a path to self-sufficiency and builds relationships between U.S. and partner nation militaries. Multinational signal-themed symposiums enable sharing of information and ideas between foreign countries and often result in better tailored peer nation solutions. Refer to FM3-22 for a more detailed discussion of Army support to security cooperation. Interoperability. Single-channel very high frequency, VHF, high frequency, HF, and tactical satellite radios provided through grants, loans, or foreign military sales build partner nation military communications capabilities, capacity, and command and control interoperability. Secure radios for loan or sale to partner nations are unique for foreign release, but are interoperable with and share most of the same features of those used by U.S. forces. Country teams maintain accountability of loaned radios and facilitate the transfer of COMSEC keying material for the systems. Some radios, such as single-channel ground and airborne radio system, are not approved for foreign release and cannot be loaned to foreign governments or militaries. When the United States provides radios as part of a grant, loan, or sale, planning for ongoing logistics support is critical to maintaining the operational capability of the system. Working closely with allies and partners is a key and enduring element of U.S. national strategy. The United States frequently needs support from its partners and allies to prevail in contemporary conflicts. Likewise, U.S. partners and allies often need extensive U.S. support during regional and internal conflicts. ATP 3-94.1. Establishing among military headquarters allows commanders to integrate with joint, interorganizational, and multinational mission partners by providing staff interface, mentoring, support, and communication required for U.S. partners to accomplish their missions. Multinational networks. The development of regional or theater classified information sharing arrangements and command and control networks fosters cooperation between the United States and partner nations. U.S. forces and allies employ both sustained and ad hoc bilateral and multinational networks to practice command and control of multinational operations during exercises and support to day-to-day operations across the Army's strategic roles of shape, prevent, conduct large-scale ground combat, and consolidate gains. As the DoD executive agent for theater communications infrastructure, the Army is often the lead for installing, operating, maintaining, and securing bilateral and multinational information sharing networks. Coalition networks connect partner nation-owned networks to the core of the DoDIN. If partners do not have the capacity, the geographic combatant commander may loan the necessary equipment. The Defense Information Systems Agency establishes technical and operational standards for mission partner environment. Sharing common configurations and operating procedures among multinational mission partners removes the barriers to information sharing. Although there are U.S. encryption devices available for release to foreign nations, some constraints apply to which countries may possess, control, and operate the equipment. Providing COMSEC materials and equipment to a foreign nation requires a formal COMSEC sharing agreement and a bilateral Command and Control Interoperability Board. The Command and Control Interoperability Board guides the partner nation through the process of establishing a U.S. COMSEC account with adequate secure storage facilities and provides a venue to develop further interoperability programs. The National Security Agency-approved commercial solution for classified may serve as an alternative to U.S. COMSEC equipment and materials. The commercial solution for classified is an end-to-end commercial encryption solution that is releasable to friendly foreign nations and approved to transmit sensitive information. Cybersecurity. The security of a multinational network is only as strong as the partner nations operating on it. Most partner nations are in the early development of cybersecurity programs. Army cybersecurity professionals can share lessons learned with partner nations as they develop their programs. Sharing cybersecurity tactics, techniques, procedures, and insights from U.S. Army experience can help partner nations establish or improve their cybersecurity programs and capabilities. All nations must share a common system baseline and conduct disciplined cybersecurity programs to prevent unnecessary vulnerabilities to the network and the data it carries. Cybersecurity processes to preserve information and information systems include the Risk Management Framework, integration and interoperability, protecting DoD information, identity and access management, sharing cybersecurity program information and threat warnings builds trust and confidence between the Army and Unified Action Partners. Timely and deliberate information sharing maximizes the security of critical network infrastructure. Cybersecurity and network defense personnel must share vulnerability information to the maximum extent allowed by law, regulation, and government-wide policy. The Geographic Combatant Command J6 and Theater Army G6 develop guidance and programs for sharing cybersecurity information. The Theater Army is the cybersecurity lead for any coalition network provided by the Army. Support to defensive and offensive cyberspace operations. The DoDIN A faces continuous risk from threat actors. Signal planners collaborate with the SEMA section to help identify key terrain in cyberspace during operations to shape. The SEMA section plans for defensive cyberspace operations support. Cyberspace capabilities must be coordinated, built, moved, and provided access to various nodes across cyberspace. These systems require constant maintenance and defense throughout operations to shape. Defensive cyberspace operations require access to the theater network. DoDIN operations personnel collaborate with defensive and offensive cyberspace operations personnel throughout the planning process, since their activities are interdependent. Additional shaping activities. As part of operations to shape, Army Signal Forces conduct numerous other activities supporting the Geographic Combatant Command and Theater Army. These include signal support to intelligence operations, support to countering weapons of mass destruction, support to humanitarian efforts, and organizing and participating in combined training and exercises. Support to intelligence operations during shaping activities. The Theater Military Intelligence Brigade Theater provides regionally focused collection and analysis to support the Geographic Combatant Commander, Theater Army Commander, and Army forces conducting operations to shape. The Theater Military Intelligence Brigade has S6 staff support and dedicated satellite transport systems for sensitive, compartmented information networks. With transport convergence, tactical signal systems replace the dedicated intelligence transport systems for sensitive, compartmented information networks. Units at home station access sensitive, compartmented information networks, CIPRNET, NIPRNET, and coalition networks through the DoDIN A fixed infrastructure. In a deployed environment, Warfighter Information Network Tactical provides satellite transport for top-secret/sensitive compartmented information networks to the brigade level. If the Military Intelligence Brigade identifies network requirements beyond the capability or capacity of organic signal assets, they request additional signal support through the Theater Army and Geographic Combatant Command. Signal support comes from theater-available assets or elements of an expeditionary signal battalion. See Appendix E for more information about requests for signal support. Support to countering weapons of mass destruction. Shaping activities work toward strategic deterrence of weapons of mass destruction. Army forces shape an operational environment to dissuade or deter adversaries from developing, acquiring, proliferating, or using weapons of mass destruction. The DoDIN A fixed infrastructure supports the countering weapons of mass destruction mission. Units conducting countering weapons of mass destruction missions use their organic signal capabilities. When organic capabilities cannot meet mission requirements, these units request additional support through the Theater Army and Geographic Combatant Command. Support to humanitarian efforts. The United States Agency for International Development collaborates with Army forces for humanitarian relief missions. Security cooperation efforts include exercises in preparation for theater humanitarian missions. Communications support ranges widely from secure and non-secure cellular phones to wideband deployable network nodes. Signal support to humanitarian relief depends on the size and scope of the operation. Signal elements supporting humanitarian efforts may need to directly support U.S. government interagency partners, non-governmental organizations, host nation government agencies, and media outlets when no other communications capabilities exist. Humanitarian assistance. Hurricane Matthew, U.S. military support to Haiti. On October 4, 2016, Haiti was hit by 140-mile-per-hour winds from Category 4 Hurricane Matthew, leaving a swath of destroyed homes, stripped trees, raging rivers, and flooded streets. The storm dumped over 2 feet of rainwater on the island within 24 hours. Commander, United States Southern Command, along with numerous governmental and non-governmental agencies, was poised to provide emergency humanitarian support. Within hours of the storm's passing, the Joint Task Force, JTF Matthew Commander, arrived to assess damage and develop the plan for emergency assistance. The initial Joint Task Force communications capability consisted of non-secure cellular telephones, secure satellite telephone service, and single-channel tactical satellite. The first commander's update brief to the United States Southern Command staff took place by conference call over the secure satellite phone. Concurrently with the JTF Matthew Commander's assessment, Army and Marine Corps helicopters self-deployed from JTF Bravo in Honduras. As the helicopters deployed, the JTF Bravo Commander maintained en route communications with the JTF Matthew Commander and the United States Southern Command staff using single-channel tactical satellite and secure satellite telephones. As the end strength of JTF Matthew grew to roughly 400 soldiers and sailors, the 1st Joint Communications Squadron of the Joint Communications Support Element deployed a satellite communications terminal to support the JTF headquarters with secure video teleconferencing, telephone, chat, and data services. In the end, the mission lasted 14 days and distributed 253 metric tons of relief supplies to areas of the country unreachable by land routes. Support to combined training and exercises. Combined training and multinational exercises play a key role in shaping an operational environment and setting the conditions for the Geographic Combatant Commander to initiate rapid crisis action. Signal support to combined training and exercises varies from information technology support to exercise simulations to fully deployed communications networks supporting large troop formations. It is important to exercise the full communications capabilities anticipated for use in a crisis. Training events that use the full network validate tactics, techniques, and procedures, battle drills, and policies for employing and operating the network. Realistic exercises help identify what services are required to support the Geographic Combatant Command and Theater Army. Using mission partner environment during combined exercises ensures multinational mission partners can share information with these systems during operations. Consolidating gains. Security cooperation helps set the theater for future Geographic Combatant Command and Theater Army actions. Security cooperation activities address interoperability, validate standard operating procedures, and exercise communications systems to prepare the multinational force to rapidly respond to crises or transition to operations to prevent. Signal forces and staffs consolidate gains in signal support during operations to shape by adjusting the scheme of signal support in operation plans to address changing communications requirements. Section 2. Operations to Prevent. The purpose of operations to prevent is to deter adversary actions contrary to U.S. interests. They are typically conducted in response to activities that threaten unified action partners and require the deployment or repositioning of credible forces in a theater to demonstrate the willingness to fight if deterrence fails. FM30. Overview of Army Operations to Prevent. Prevent activities enable the joint force to gain positions of relative advantage prior to future combat operations. Operations to prevent are characterized by actions to protect friendly forces and indicate the intent to execute subsequent phases of a planned operation. FM30. Army forces perform the following major activities during operations to prevent. Execute flexible deterrent options and flexible response options. Set the theater. Tailor army forces. Project the force. Signal support in operations to prevent requires signal leaders and organizations to quickly plan support, engineer network solutions, and deploy personnel and equipment in support of expeditionary army forces. signal planners and units tailor communications packages to minimize the communications footprint while providing robust communications capabilities to the deploying force. Signal capabilities support en route services, echeloned command posts, and ad hoc requirements. During operations to prevent, the Theater Army G6, the SCT Commander, and Theater Tactical Signal Brigade Commander contribute to joint command and control by establishing, maintaining, and securing the network architecture to support joint and army forces operating in theater. The theater portion of the DOTA provides network and information system availability, information protection, and information delivery across the strategic, operational, and tactical levels. Signal units provide the theater army with trained and ready signal soldiers to support army operations to prevent and rapidly transition to combat operations if required. Risks to signal support. During operations to prevent, peer threats shift resources to information warfare and preclusion. Threat supporting efforts include systems warfare and sanctuary. Threat forces will consider four key areas when designing operations to mitigate U.S. deterrence efforts. They include attempts to reduce the perceived risk to threat forces, limited attacks to expose friendly vulnerabilities, deception operations to conceal the threat's true intentions, attempts to slow and disrupt deployment to limit U.S. force buildup. Peer threats can focus these methods against U.S. forces' ability to establish communications networks and critical command and control nodes. Preventing effective communications between command and control nodes through limited cyberspace or electronic attacks will disrupt synchronization of operations and logistics support, disrupt deployment, and damage credibility among multinational mission partners. Signal support. In support of Army activities to prevent, signal units execute technical response options and establish communications capabilities at key command and control and logistics nodes. Technical response options defend critical communications networks and nodes. Technical response options include establishing backup circuits for key nodes, strengthening cybersecurity measures, and shifting network resources for emergency circuit restoral. Planners tailor communications packages to mission requirements and prepare or execute communications support plans for deploying Army forces. As the Army executes flexible deterrent options and flexible response options, supporting signal elements employ strategic and expeditionary communications capabilities to meet emerging requirements. The Joint Force J6 and Army Component G6 coordinate to shift resources, activate pre-planned circuit requirements, re-engineer satellite capabilities, allocate electromagnetic spectrum access, and prepare to provide contract resources to support the force. The Theater Army plans and coordinates Army capabilities to meet the geographic combatant commander's intent to set the theater. Given the expected time to deploy additional capabilities, the Theater Army G6 coordinates with the commander and staff to identify strategic and tactical signal capabilities for forward deployment to support immediate communications requirements as deploying units arrive in the theater. Support requirements include joint command and control requirements, port and terminal operations, intermediate staging base support, reception, staging, onward movement, and integration support, non-combatant evacuation operation requirements, emergency circuit restoral, logistics node support. Tailoring signal capabilities. Tailoring signal capabilities is selecting the right capability and deploying in the optimal sequence. The Theater Army G6 staff maintains operational focus in determining signal support requirements. Tailored capabilities match the size, capacity, flexibility, and capability of signal force packages to support the requirements of the operation plan. Signal support to force projection. Force projection is the ability to project the military instrument of national power from the United States or another theater in response to requirements for military operations, JP3O. Speed and combat readiness are essential to achieving the desired position of advantage over an adversary. Signal deployment. Understanding the geographic combatant commander's intent and operation plan is the foundation of signal deployment planning. Signal deployment plans establish what capabilities are needed, by location and time, for successful deployment outcomes. The Theater Army G6 should consider Geographic Combatant Command and Theater Army Operation Plans, Geography and the Effects of Terrain and Distance on Terrestrial-Based Communications, Threat Capabilities to Disrupt, Degrade, or Destroy Communications Capabilities, Tactical Dispersion of Signal Capabilities, Separation of Signal Sites from the Supported Command Post, Remoting, to Reduce Command Post Vulnerabilities, Available Signal Capabilities, Type, Size, and Numbers, Strategic, Host Nation, Multinational Partners, Pace Plan, Capability Gaps by Requirement and System, Size and Location of Command and Control Nodes, including the number of network users at each node, other key headquarters requiring communications support, size and locations, data threads, understanding what systems or command posts must communicate where, satellite, electromagnetic spectrum, and communications capacity and availability to support the operation, including single channel availability, services required, data, voice, and video by location, quality of service, prioritization of key leaders, command posts, and types of data on the network, protection of critical nodes, the communications capabilities most critical to the success of the joint force and the Army component, and plans to protect those capabilities and nodes, DOTIN operations, define responsibilities for managing and controlling portions of the network, and determine availability of DOTIN operations tools, cybersecurity, the Theater Cybersecurity Program and Management Plan, coordination for defensive and offensive cyberspace operations support, organization, planning, and execution, support requirements, transition plan to shift from tactical signal to fixed infrastructure, including resources available or needed, capabilities available for the commander at key locations and times throughout the operation, authorizing official who approves devices and software on the network, mission command information systems, locations, paths to servers, software versions, configurations, effects of network latency, maintenance management and tracking, key battle rhythm events, systems used, times, locations, requirements, COMSEC requirements, plan for distribution, accounting, and security of cryptographic keying material, network and data protection while the force is in transit. As the Army force is in transit, the risk to operations increases. Units operate with limited communications capabilities and redundancy, and have minimal defensive capabilities while en route to an operational area. The peer threat will use this to their advantage. Threat actors may conduct cyberspace or electronic attacks to disrupt the flow of information in an attempt to impede or prevent unit deployments, disrupting the ability of Army forces to track the identity, status, and location of units, personnel, and cargo may cause delays in deployment, desynchronize force deployment plans, and disrupt U.S. forces' ability to quickly build combat power. The Theater Army G6 coordinates technical response options to implement cybersecurity in the theater portion of the DOTIN A, enforcing encryption standards, minimizing non-essential use of the commercial internet, validating connected devices, and enforcing strict network authentication are some of the technical response options the G6 can implement to improve the network's cybersecurity posture. The Joint Force J6 coordinates with the Operations Directorate of a Joint Staff, J3, and the Joint Cyberspace Center to deploy cyberspace defense forces and to conduct threat-based analysis, monitoring, and vulnerability mitigation on key terrain in cyberspace. Reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. Reception, staging, onward movement, and integration delivers combat power to the Joint Force Commander in a theater of operations or a joint operations area, FM3O. Signal elements supporting reception, staging, onward movement, and integration provide the Theater Army and arriving units the communications capabilities necessary to enable command and control and track personnel and equipment as they transit ports of debarkation and staging areas to enable rapid onward movement. During reception and staging, Signal units provide fixed infrastructure or tactical signal support at ports of debarkation and staging bases to enable the unit's reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. Tactical communications systems not configured to operate in the theater before deployment do so during staging. Deploying units test and validate their radios and network systems as time permits. Theater Army, Corps, and Division G6s plan signal support for emergency road and route communications, casualty evacuation, route control, and other specialized communications requirements during onward movement. Units should limit non-secure cell phone use because of the vulnerability it brings to operations. The Theater Tactical Signal Brigade deploys to exercise command and control of expeditionary signal battalions and augments the Core Network Operations and Security Center, or Joint Network Operations Control Center, to provide DODIN operations oversight for tactical networks. During integration, signal elements continue to support unit arrivals, begin integrating their network systems into theater network, and establish network situational awareness so they can monitor and track the installation, operation, maintenance, and security of the network. The Theater Tactical Signal Brigade works directly with the Army Component G6 or the Joint Force J6 as the central focal point for all network activities. Consolidating gains. The primary signal tasks in consolidating gains during operations to prevent are planning efforts to migrate to fixed infrastructure when and where possible, and planning support for follow-on forces specifically tasked to consolidate gains. Thorough signal planning and preparation for support to offensive, defensive, and stability tasks enable positive future security and stability outcomes. Signal commanders and staffs plan for the eventual expansion of consolidation areas, as well as supporting the command structure responsible for those areas as large-scale combat operations continue. Tactical signal capabilities support communications requirements while fixed communications infrastructure is being built out in consolidation areas. Planning for rapid network expansion is a critical part of signal support in operations to prevent.